Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys. Lots going on today, and we are talking plenty about the Falcons and what's happening as they try to turn the page after last week, getting ready for the Rams at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. And you'll be able to listen to that game right here on Sports Radio 92.9, the game on Sunday. Pre-game at 11. Kick is at 1 o'clock. Right here. We've been talking about, you know, the mistakes and the things that our team needs to do to get better, but it doesn't get any easier this week. And joining us right now is our left tackle, Jake Matthews, here on Dukes and Bell. Because, Jake, you guys have a task this week, and that's how do you slow down a guy like Aaron Donald, you know, because he's considered to be the best guy on the defensive side of the football.
Yeah, exactly. Like you said, he's proven himself a really good player in this league, and it's going to be a challenge, but we're looking forward to it. And we got a good plan and start the day with the way practice went. We're just going to build that confidence and go out there and get a win.
They got guys like Brockers out there. We just mentioned Aaron Donald, and they still, you know, Clay Matthews is out. He's banged up, but they got a bunch of dudes to get after it. At least they did. What do you see when you look at the Rams? Because it looks like they're kind of struggling right now.
Yeah, I think, you know, what they start 3-0 and they've lost the last three. But, man, they still have a really good team. And obviously, they went to the Super Bowl last year. And there's a lot of talent. They're not to be taken lightly at all. So, you know, we got stuff to prove as well. So we're looking forward to going out and just executing and playing a complete game and getting a win.
Jake Matthews, our left tackle, joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Matt's been playing lights out, man. I mean, last week. I mean, I don't know if you felt it in the huddle or whatever, but you guys get going offensively, and, you know, from the fans here in Atlanta, we're all like, okay, this is kind of what we've been waiting for. And we get back in that game. Obviously, we come up short at the end. But what's the difference? Like, what was the difference between that and maybe the first half?
You know, there's a lot of stuff that goes into it, but I think the biggest thing is we just execute. We've been saying for so long, we have so much talent. We've got, you know, all the components to – you know, guys to go make plays and stuff. Now it's just about going out and doing it. And we show glimpses of it. And I think, especially just in that second half of this last game, just felt like it couldn't be stopped. And, we want to keep building on that because that's just going to show you what we're capable of. And we've always known that. And, you know, it's the beauty of the game. You got, you know, every week you got a chance to prove it. And you're going against the best players in the world, so it's going to be a challenge. But we've shown that we can do it. Now it's time to build on that and continue doing it.
It is Pro Bowler Jake Matthews, guys, with us. A 6th overall pick in 14 in his 6th season with the Falcons here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Jake, we talked to Desmond Trufant a few weeks ago about it, and obviously 1-5, not where anyone expected to be. We hear about the brotherhood, and we hear about, you know, it's in place so guys can lean on each other, go to the good times and the bad. How tough a season is this? I mean, how is the brotherhood going to hold up with all this?
Oh, no doubt. I mean, first and foremost, just the character, the guys we have in this locker room, I know we can fight through this, and obviously it's frustrating. We had really high expectations for ourselves, and you know we're not living up to it, and we got to start winning. But hey, we got a couple of options. We can quit and throw it in, which there's no one on this team that has that mindset. Or we can come back and build on it, and you know get a winning streak going, and that's our plan. And we got the ability to do it. So now it's just about you know executing and improving it.
Jake, Free looked better. Obviously, he got a lot more touches last week. We've been concerned about the run game. As an offensive line, have you guys, what's Dirk been saying about it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, the more balanced you can be, you're going to execute better. And I think that part of it has to do with, you know, when you're down, you've got to get back in the games and quickly. And that comes with throwing the ball. And, you know, I think just the more that we can mix it up, that's when – we keep defenses on their toes, and that's when we've proven to, you know, play our best. And, there's a lot of phases that go into the game. So being able to, you know, add that in, it's something that's really beneficial for us.
It is Jake Matthews with his guys here on Dukes and Bell live from Falcons camp getting ready for the Rams. Jake, has continuity been an issue with O-line because of the injuries? I know we added depth with Brown and Carpenter. Schweitzer's been in there. Obviously, we lose Lindstrom for a while. I mean, has that been a problem as well, or have you overcome that?
No, I think we've always done a really good job of just rotating guys in and making sure we're all comfortable playing with whoever it might be. If you're a guy that can swing like Wes, all three spots inside, he's constantly getting reps in there. You're getting used to playing and communicating next to him, and we take a lot of pride in that, being able to throw someone else in there and still stick with the game plan and not to change anything up. So I think we got a good room of guys who are smart and capable of doing that. And like I keep saying now, it's just about whoever's out there going out there and executing, and then our playmakers get out in space and make plays. We definitely have a bunch of playmakers on this team.
Now, bro, I know you've been worried about your performance and your team and what you're doing here, but what's up with your Aggies, man? What's going on with A&M?
Oh, man.
Huh?
I don't know. My youngest brother is there right now. He's the fourth straight Matthews brother to be playing there right now on the offensive line. So he's a redshirt freshman. I try to keep up with him a little bit. Man, I don't know. That's a good question.
You had a chance to talk to Jimbo? Have you talked to Jimbo since he's been there?
I haven't, no.
Okay.
I have not.
Okay.
I hear really good things, though.
Because they're running. I mean, the thing is, they shouldn't be fatigued. They are running a pro-style offense. It's not like they're going, hurry up.
Exactly. I don't know, man. That's a good question. Maybe when I meet him, I can ask him, and I'll relay it to you guys.
Yeah, please do.
I can't imagine what it's like, Carl, when you sign an NFL contract, you're a pro bowler and stuff, and then is it really heavy when they pass the hat as a booster if you're in the NFL?
I don't know about that.
Because I'm a booster. Now, again, much smaller check. I'm an FSU booster, but I got to be honest, that check amount, it rises and falls with performance.
Yeah. Oh, man, yeah. I'll just leave it this. I'd like to see him win some more, but especially for my brother, but.
I got you. I got you. I will say this: the stadium's better since you left, man. Have you been back?
Oh yeah.
Have you been back?
I've seen that. Yeah, I've been back. I saw that. Yeah, that's incredible. They completely closed it in, and man, I think they set like a new record. I saw a couple weeks ago, so like 106 or 107,000, something like that. There, so that's a big. Big field.
Yeah, it is. It's Jake Matthews, guys, here on Dukes and Bell, brought to you by Priority Men's Medical Center. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com as we talk to our Atlanta Falcon here on a Wednesday as we get ready for the Rams on Sunday. Are you worried about them as far as the scheme is concerned with movement on that defensive line? Is it just about being disciplined as an O-line to protect Matt? Because as we've seen, when you guys protect him, he's great.
Yeah, for sure. And, yeah, every team brings a different variable of, stunts and movement and stuff like that. And, especially with the playmakers they have, it's just about being on top of everything, understanding the different looks to expect and a plan for how to, take advantage of them and execute. And, that started today and yesterday with our film and stuff. And, I feel like we've got a good plan set and, everyone's on it. Obviously, Alex as the center. Leading the charge with all that stuff with his points and communication. So today felt really good, and we're going to keep building on that and have a great week and be ready to roll.
It is Jake Matthews, guys, Pro Bowl left tackle for us here. As I mentioned, your cousin Clay is out with a broken jaw, but as Carl said, a lot of weapons on that Rams team. All right, big guy, we talk about the outside noise. We already talked about the brotherhood with you. Is it simply just everybody just doing their job, looking at the man in the mirror and just nutting up and getting it done?
Yeah, that's the way I kind of see it. I mean, man, it's a results league, and if you're not winning, then you're not doing it right. So we got to, start winning again, and that's our plan. No one, we're as pissed off as you can be. Now it's just about, going out and proving it. So that's where we're at.
Hey, man, appreciate you. Get to work. We'll be down there on Sunday. Hopefully we're able to get one, man. Thanks so much for joining us, Jake.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right, bro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.